This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Masechta Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Lamed Hey, on Daf Lamed Dalet, Amud Beis. The Gemara had a shayla. Rav Chiya Bar Abin asked Rava, if somebody says, my kikar is usur to you, and then you gave it to the guy as the matana, what is the halacha? What is the emphasis? Is the emphasis on my kikar? So, it's only usur to you when it's my kikar. When I give it to you, it's not my kikar, it's your kikar. So you're allowed to get hana. Or is the emphasis on you? So whether it's mine or whether it's in your domain, I'm asking it to you. Rava responded, logically, it should be asr. It's obvious it's asr. Because if it's not asr when he gave it to him, why in the world did he need to make it asr? He needed to make it asr while before he gave it to him? Before he gave it to him, of course it's asr. Because it belonged to me, it belonged to the owner. He didn't have to asr it to somebody else. He doesn't have to, what he made it asr so the guy doesn't steal it. The guy wasn't allowed to steal it anyway. So the Gemara said back, well, that's not necessarily compelling. Maybe he asr'd it for a case where you invited him to your house. That's why he asr'd it. So now we're going to discuss this shayla of Rav Chiya Bar Abin asked Rava. Okay? Rava again held that it's logical that it would be asr. Eisvei. We're going to ask a question on what Rava said. Amar loi. If he said to another guy, Hashilani parascha, he said, lend me your cow. Lend me your cow. Amar loi. And the owner of the cow said, no, I'm not going to lend you the cow. Koinam parashani kanoi lecha. I asr the cow that I own, and I asr it to you. Or, nechasai alecha, my property is asr to you. And, im yeshli para elazu, if I have another cow besides this. In other words, he's saying like this, what do you mean I should lend you my cow? I only have one cow, and I need a cow for myself. And if you don't believe me that this is my only cow, I'm telling you right now, this cow is asr to you, or all my possessions are asr to you, if I have another cow. The only thing is, right after he said that, about 500 cows in his backyard said, moo! And so obviously he was proven wrong, because he said, you know, he promises this is his only cow. The only thing is, right after he said that, like, he got knocked over by about 500 cows barging out of his front door. Or let's say the guy says, Hashilani kardumach. Lend me your shovel. Amar loy, no, koinam kardum sheyeshli. I asr the kardum that I have. Or shani kanoi, or the one I just bought. Nechasai alai. Or my possession should be asr to you. So either he says, I asr this shovel that I have, that I bought, or I asr all my possessions. And he says, "Imyeshli kardim alazuf, I have another shovel." V'nimtsa sheyeshla. It turns out he has other cows, he has other shovels. So the halacha is like this. So basically, he's asering his possessions or his cow or his shovel to the other guy. So the halacha is b'chayav aser. While the person who made the neder is alive, so then the shovel or the cow is going to be usher to the mudar mace, but if the guy died, or he gave him a gift, hareza mutter, it's mutter to him. This is a direct contradiction to Rava. Rava said that once you give it to the guy, if you usher the guy in my kikar, if you say kikri alecha, If I say my thing is usr to you, Rava said it's usr even when you give it to the guy, even though it's not yours anymore. But here we see explicitly that if you took a neder to usr your cow or your shovel to the guy, and then you give it to the guy, so the halacha is hareza mutter, it's permitted. So it's a kasha on Rava. Look in the Ran. Eisvei hashilani parascha knuya parhamunachas b'fneiem. regarding the cow placed in front of them. Koinam para shani kanoy alecha, I asa the cow that I bought to you. Koinam alecha para sizu, I aser on you this cow. Imani kanisi ela parazu, if I have more than this cow. Oisha oisel of kol nechasam yisha par elazu, or he asks all his possession if he doesn't have, if he has another cow. So b'chayav aser. Im nimsa sheyesh loy par acher, so if it turns out he has another cow, I kar dem acher. But meis, oy shenasan loy b'matan, harei ze mutter, mishum d'chi meis, because when the guy dies, oy shenasan loy b'matan, loy par acher, it's not his cow, loy kadum, it's not his shovel, loy nechasve, it's not his possession. The kosal kedaitach, right now in the Havamina, the Gemara thinks, shehamadir nasan lemudar, the madir gave it to the mudar, v'afilu hachishari, and it's still permitted. So it's a kasha on Rava, who asers. So the Rabbi Kiveger here has a bumba of a kasha. Rabbi Kiveger says, what's the kasha on Rava? The only reason Rava said that it's for sure aser is because why else do you need to aser the food to the guy? You don't need to aser it so he doesn't steal it. But here, says Rabbi Kiveger, here, maybe Rava's logic would not apply. Maybe in this case, it's mutter. Why? Because you only meant to aser it to the guy. When you say it's aser to you, you meant if I lend it to you, it's aser to you. But if I give it to you as a matana, maybe then it's mutter to you. In other words, ask Rabbi Kiveger, the only reason Rava said that it's for sure aser to the guy is because the only reason Rabbi Kiveger says that it's aser to the guy is because why else are you asering it to him? You're not asering it to him in case he steals it from you. But here there's another option. Maybe you aser the cow or the kardum in case you lend it to him. Lending was not possible by food. You could only lend a cow or a shovel. You can't lend a kikar. In any event, that's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha that he leaves off as a tzarech iyun, to which the Gemara answers, Amrav Acha Breid Rav Ika, Shenitna Laya Yedei Acher. Really, if you give it to the guy straight, it's going to be aser. You know what it means that nasna loy b'matana hareze mutter? It means if he gave it to him through a third party, it was given to him by someone else. So since he got it through someone else, so he's allowed to be nene from it. Just like we saw in the run last week, that if you aser somebody on your kikar, for sure, if you give it to someone else and there's a guy in between, it would not be aser to the third guy. Rav Ashi says, Dekanami, another proof that it's talking about where a third person gave it to him. Diktani shenitnalai, it says nitnalai. Now, it doesn't actually say nitnalai, because the Lashon of the Brai says nasnalai. But it means we have a tradition that the nekudos are nitnalai. Nitnalai, it was given to him. Not that Reuven gave it to Shimon, but it was given to Shimon through a third party. It says the Ran, shenitnalai de'achar, shenasnu madir le'inish ta'ama. The madir gave it to a guy off the street. V'achar kach nasnu zeh le'mudar. And then that guy gave it to the mudar. De'kanami diktani shenitnalai kalemer shekach hoisa kabbala b'yadam. They had such a tradition, likrois nasnai bechirak, to read it given with a chirak. Afal pi she'ein b'ksiva shem hefresh, even though it's not spelled any different. In other words, not that they had a tradition that there was a yud in the word, they had a tradition to read it nitna lai. Okay, the Ran adds, l'halacha, we hold, like Rava, that even though he gave it as a matana, it's asar, because Rava held misvara that way, and we have a dekanami that in fact that we have a tradition that it's only mutter because it was given al yidei achar. The Rashba adds that just like if you gave it as matana, it's asur. If the mudar bought it from him, it would also be asur. Okay, now we have a very interesting shaila. Boi minei Rava mei Rav Nachan. Rava asked the shaila of Rav Nachan. Yesh mi'ila b'kainamais oilai. Is there an isur mi'ila by kainamais? What is a kainam? A kainam is a kind of neder. But the kind of neder it is it's like saying karban. So is that like being makdishit? Is it like being makdishit so that you're over an isur mi'ila? We know if you make a neder, you say that something's usur as a neder, there's no mi'ila. But what if you use the lashon of kainam? So kainam is a type of, so to speak, karban. Is there mi'ila b'kainamais? Says the Ran, Yesh mi'ila b'kainamis, ha'oyser davar lo b'kainam, b'nena mi'meno, mi mechayiv mi'ila oiloi, mi amrina da'asoy k'karban, v'chayiv alav asha mi'ila. Do we say that he made it like a karban in yichayiv mi'ila, k'nena min ha'kachim, or not? Amar lei. So Rava asked this question from Rav Nachman. Amar lei, Rav Nachman said, Tinisua, we learned it in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody is asur b'hana, and somebody returns an aveda to him, and it's a place where normally the person who returns aveda gets paid, then you can't just keep the aveda without paying him, but you have to give the money to Hekdesh. Makam shenoitlin ala sachar, tipal hanola Hekdesh. The money has to go to Hekdesh. Why does the money have to go to Hekdesh? All the guy did is he made a neder, you can't get hana. Yehuda enjoys this, right? All the guy did is he made a neder that he can't get hana. So, okay, so I won't get hana. So I'll take the money and I'll give it to the Iranian regime or something. Or I'll give it to the Yam HaMelech. I'll put it in the Dead Sea. Why do I have to give it to Hekdesh? The guy only made a neder, a koinam. What's he giving it to Hekdesh for? Why can't he put it in the Dead Sea? You know, there's the Shiloh, the scientists are choyker. Could an amoeba live in the Dead Sea? Right? But normally we say that if something is asur b'hana, yashlech liyam amelch, you throw it into the Dead Sea. So why is it says, makam shenala sachar tipal hana lehekdesh? The hana falls into hekdesh. That means that even though you made an isur kainam, the isur kainam, which says you can't get hana, because it goes to Hekdesh, that's why it says you give the money to Hekdesh. Lememra, it means to say, ki Hekdesh, ma Hekdesh yesh mi'ila, just like Hekdesh, there is mi'ila, av kainamas yesh behen mi'ila. So to a kainam, there is mi'ila. Look in the Ran. Tipol hanol Hekdesh lememra ki Hekdesh, di'iloi dami kainamas la Hekdesh, if there's no commonality between a kainam and Hekdesh, hav lei lememar, it should have said, yolech hanol yam ha-melech. Let the hana go into the Dead Sea. Kediktani b'chol duchta, like it says always. Ela mishum debemekoymos yesh bahen meila kehekdesh. Since there are, I'm sorry. Ela mishum debekoynamos yesh bahen meila kehekdesh. Since koynam has meila like hekdesh, kivan debehekdesh asik. Since we're dealing with hekdesh, tana tipal anola hekdesh. So it taught. Let the hana fall to Hekdesh. So, this was a shaila Rava asked from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, the Mishnah is mashma, koinamos are like Hekdesh. Kitanoi. Really, it seems like whether koinam has a din of Hekdesh is a machalikis tana. Koinam kikarzu Hekdesh. Let's say I say, Kainam, this loaf of bread is hekdesh to everyone. I said, Kainam, this is hekdesh. What does that mean, Kainam, like hekdesh? That I want my Isser Kainam to be like hekdesh. V'achola. So then, if it's eaten, bein hu ubein chaver, whether the guy eats it or someone else, ma'al, there's me'ila. Lefikach, since it has a full din of hektish, yesh la pidyon, it could be redeemed. But kikar zu alai lehektish, this kikar should be hektish to me, so it's not hektish to everyone, so it's limited in its hektishness. Va'achala, if he ate it, hu ma'al, only he's ma'al. If his friend eats it, his friend is not ma'al, chaber eloi ma'al, lefikach ein la pidyon, therefore there's no pidyon. Divrei Rameir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Braisa continues, even if he said it's kainam for everyone, he's not ma'al. Lefisha ein mila b'kainamis, there's no mila by kainamis. Rabbi Meir holds, obviously, yesh mila b'kainamis. And the Chachamim say, ein me'ila b'kainamais. Let's see the Ran. Kainam kikar zu hektish. She'asar b'kainam l'chal. He asserted it with a kainam to everyone. Ki hektish. Shu asar l'chal adam. Achla bein hu bein chaveroi mo'al. D'yesh me'ila b'kainamais. L'fikach yesh la pidyoin. D'kivan d'mitzar akol yama. Since it's asar to the whole world. Ki hektish. Tafis pidyoinai. The pidyoin is toifes. Kikar zu alai hektish. Achla hu mo'al. D'nehi dulai mitzara. Ela aleha. Granted, it's only usher to him, kimisani iu mina ma'al. So it's interesting, even though it's only usher to him, and the fact that it's only usher to him makes it there's no pidyain, but he would still be violating me'ila. Chaver eloi ma'al, lefikach ein la pidyain, dekimen de chaver eloi ma'al. Since this friend is not oivra me'ila, loy olam kehektish, it is not strong like hektish, lemitvas pidyaina, that the pidyon should be toifes. But the Chachamim say, ben kach u ben kach loy ma'al, lefi she'in me'ila b'kainamais. Ben b'kainam klali, she'asar l'chal, ben b'kainam prati. Whether it's a general kainam, that is asar to everyone, whether it's a specific kainam, nevertheless, there's no me'ila b'kainamais. So it's a machlokes between Rav Meir, who says, yesh me'ila b'kainamais, and the Chacham say, ein me'ila b'kainamais. How do we paskin? Look in the Ran. The Ran says, we hold like Rav Meir. Interesting. You may know the rule is we don't paskin like Rav Meir. You may have heard such a thing in your life. So the Ran says, Rav Nachman proved from the Mishnah, yesh me'ila. And Rav Nachman was a Basra. Also, in Shavuos, we're Apich, Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. So therefore, we hold Yesh Me'ila. Very interesting. Weiter gegangen. The Gemara says, so now, we just... Okay, look at this. Amar Le Rav Acha Breid Rav Avi Rav Asher Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avi, said to Rav Ashi, Kikari Alecha, if I say my kikar is usher to you, Unisan Aloy B'matan, I give it to you as a gift, Mi Ma'al, who is Ma'al? Who is Ma'al? Let's say like this, I say my kikar is usher to you. Now, truth is, we just said there's only Mi'ila B'kainamais if it's usher to everyone. Nobody says there's me'ila b'kainamais if I just say, oh, meaning the Rav Meir holds that if there is me'ila b'kainamais, if I just answer it to myself, if I say, kikar zu alai lehektish. So here I'm saying, my kikar is asur to you. And then, okay, so in this case, the kikar is asur to you. By the way, I would say this is another raya that the halacha is yesh me'ila b'kainamais, because this whole shaila is going to be dependent on, this whole shaila is assuming yesh me'ila b'kainamais. And now the shaila is, who's ma'al? If I say, my kikar is asur to you, and I give it to you, am I ma'al or are you ma'al? Now, you might remember, We had a machlokes earlier that a very interesting machlokes that if, let's say, I aser you with a neder and then I give it to you to eat and you eat it, who is chayiv malkus? So Pashtus, if I remember correctly, the Rush holds you're the one who's chayiv malkus. The Isser Neder is on you. But the Rambam holds, no, the Isser Neder is the one who served it. You're not just Oiver Lefneiver. That's the Isser Neder. So let's see how that plays a role over here. Says the Gemara, Ki Kari Alecha, if I say that my loaf of bread is asr to you, Unasan Olai B'matana, and then he gave it to the guy as a gift, Mimal, Limol Noisein, if the giver is asr, Haloi Asir Olai. The loaf is not asr to the giver, which the Ran asked, what do you mean? The Rambam holds that the Isser of Nadarm is on the one who serves it. Elamai, Limo Makabel, the recipient is over Me'ila. Why can't he, the Makabel, say Yachal de Amar? He could say Hetera Be'isi. I only wanted something Mutter, Isura Le'isi. I didn't want something Aser. What exactly does that mean? Look in the Ran. Kikari Alecha Nesana Le'matan Mimal. Kalamar Mimal Benesinazu. Who is over Me'ila in this giving? The Kivan de Yesh Me'ila. Since there is Me'ila, ki hechi the amar behektish, just like we say by hektish. The natal evenai kara shel hektish ma'al. If you take a stone or a beam of hektish, you're over Me'ila fo pishal etzia, even though you didn't take it out of the rishus of hektish. Hacha nami here also, mikivan shazachaba. Since I was zoichen, it's shaycha Me'ila. It's shaycha Me'ila. Sheyatzim rishus oisar. It leaves the rishus of the one who's asering it. The nichnas of the shus makabel, and it's entering the shus of the makabel. What the Ran is saying is, I asered it to you, you are makabelit. The rule is that when somebody takes something of hektish, there is me'ila. Because it leaves the rishus of the oisar, and it enters the rishus of the makabel. And the next Ran, the Ran says that this is a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hamadir Eschaveroi that, and then you feed him, the Madir is loike, because lo yachel devaroi. Like we saw earlier, where was that? On Daf Tezvav. Remember that machlokes, the Rush and the Ran? Who is oiver lo yachel devaroi when you feed somebody something that's asr to them? So, do we say the noisein is not oiver? It's not asr to the noisein. Maybe it's asr to the makabel. Because normally we say by hektish, that by hektish, the person who takes it, in other words, let's say you lift it up, you're over a me'ila. So maybe the mekabel is over me'ila by being mekabelet. To which the Gemara says, no. Maybe he could say, I only wanted something mutter, I didn't want something asr. Let's see the Ran. Limo mekabel yachal d'amar hatera bina yisro lo bina. She'ilu haya yoideh, he would have known shehu shal iser, that it's aser, lo haya roitzel zakes, but he would not want to be zoich in it. V'nimtza zechia betos. He was zoich in it erroneously, ve'ena zechia. Aye, but we know that when you're moyo behektish, thinking that if you pick something up of hektish, thinking that it's chulen, you're over on me'ila. The afagav de b'maytsim reshus hektish. Even though when you take something out of hektish, it's reshus. Efshir, it's possible that filo b'ta'as mal. Even erroneously, you're over on me'ila. Shani hachir, it's different. Shehu loy hoitzia. He's not the one who took it out. Ela chaveroy hoitzia. His friend took it out. So in other words, if you erroneously take something out of hektish's reshus, you're over on me'ila. But here, I'm not the one who took it out. You who gave it to me took it out. I just received it. In other words, the shaila is, if somebody erroneously thinks something is chulin and he takes it out of hekdeshes rishus, they're over on me'ila, but was the mekabel the one who took it out of hekdeshes rishus? Or since the guy gave it to him, the noisein is the one who took it out. To which, this was the shaila that Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avya said to Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi said back, Amar lei mekabel mo'al l'chshe yoitzi. The mekabel is over on me'ila when he takes it out. Meaning when he uses it. Shekala moitzi mois hektish l'chulin. Anyone who uses the money of hektish for chulin, kesavar shel chulin hu, thinking that it's chulin, mayal, he's mayal, avzeh mayal. We just said if somebody takes something out of hektish rishus erroneously, thinking it's chulin, he's mayal. So this guy is also over on mi'ila, even though, as we said, he's not the one who took it out. Let's look in the Ran. The Ran says, kolaymer may hashta inecha mehem mayal. Right now, neither is mayal mehanech tami da'amrit, for the reasons we mentioned, namely, the noisein is not over me'ila, it's not usher to him. The mekabel, for receiving it, he's not over. He said, I acquired it. I only wanted it be'heter, not be'iser. But when he uses it, milch sheyotzi ma, when he uses it, he's over me'ila. Nehi degabe zechiyah aminan de zechiyah betas he. True, regarding when he picked it up, we say the picking up is not me'ila because he was zoichen et batas, but l'chshayotzi, when he uses it, meaning the Gemara and the Havamina wanted to say, why should we mekabel be over on me'ila? He was zoichen in it erroneously, to which the Gemara is saying, granted, he was zoichen it erroneously, so the moment he picked it up, he's not over me'ila, but when he uses it, then he'll be over me'ila. When he uses it, we don't say, hachi, midi dahava akol moitzi mois hektish l'chulin. It's like anyone who spends the money of hektish l'chulin thinking it's chulin, that once he uses it, he's definitely over me'ila. So maybe when he picks it up, to be zoichet zechiyah b'ta'os, but when he uses it, he's definitely going to be over on mi'ila. Tomorrow, we start a new Mishnah regarding if someone's asur b'hanah, could he be toireim truma? And we're going to be doing the sugya of whether kaihanim are shluchei didan or shluchei d'shmaya. Okay? Hatzlacha rabba. Have a great night. Kol tov.
When he says he uses, what does it say?
Recording stop.
Sorry.
What does it mean to be using the bread? Who uses loaf for bread? What's the purpose of using loaf? I mean, tell me, eat the bread. Why using?
What does use mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, what do I use a loaf of bread for? To step on to reach something, to get, you know, for a decoration? What's the whole purpose of using a loaf of bread?
Using means really eating. Yeah, using is, unless whatever, it's warm and he gets benefit, whatever, when he gets something out of the bread.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.